show house rules. Of course, it's not fun when you're out there sweating and going crazy in that. The six-day limits.
It was pretty fun, but it was stressful at times.
No. I think we had the most fun out of all the couples.
Do you think so? Are you giving me a hint of the result?
No. We don't know any results. You know, we won't know results until December 19th for the live show.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
It's announced live. Yeah, that's the biggest question.
Who won? Yeah, it's announced live, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you guys must have an indication of how well you were doing, because each phase you know your score.
You know what? We don't know. Everybody did great. All the houses are absolutely beautiful, and they're going to all look fabulous on camera, and it's just going to come down to sort of...
Which couple do you like?
I like you guys, of course.
Of course.
You know? I thought it was great. I watched the competition for the master bedroom. They had the three, for folks out there who haven't seen it, and obviously you haven't because it's on tomorrow night. It's on Friday night at 8 o'clock on TBS.
We haven't seen it.
Yeah. But they had the three couples jumping on a trampoline and painting a ceiling, and the one who painted the most tiles got the most money for their budgets for the master bedroom. You guys were a little older and a little shorter. a little bit of an impediment there.
Pretty much. You know, they let us kind of jump on the trampoline to start off, and when we saw Joey jumping, we kind of looked at each other and said, "You think we'll get third?"
Yeah, I mean, he did an unbelievable job. He almost painted the whole thing, that guy.
Ah, he was a machine.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Unbelievable.
They had that all strategized out. You could tell.
They did.
Yeah, I mean,
they always had everything strategized out.
Yeah. All these games, all these competitions were just so much fun. That was one of the high points of the whole show.
Yeah, it's interesting, you know, to note the little things that they did, like, for instance, when they took you guys out to Mark's restaurant. And I guess, you know, every couple pretty much was debating whether they should go, and then every couple went, and then they all, when they came home, said, "Oh, we shouldn't have gone there. We should have been doing this." Did you guys have any regrets about going on these side trips?
Bill never had a regret about going on the side
trip. I had a regret when we didn't go.
Really?
He went on every diversion except the very last one, and I promised him he'd have his own diversion.
Yeah, there you go. Well, it looked like a lot of fun. Now, how handy are you folks? I mean, someone like myself, if I was trying to do that show, forget it. I couldn't even get out of one room. And my wife and I would probably be divorced by the time it was done. And I know people, when they started this game, were a little nervous about that as well, because tempers do flare when you're in a little room. How prepared were you for the game, and how did it affect your marriage as you went through?
You want to answer that, Cindy?
Well, my husband is very handy. We've done some remodeling before. We bought a mid-century contemporary house and redid it, but the extent of the work that we did was nothing like what we did on the show. We never had done any kind of plumbing. We had never gutted and redone a bathroom or a kitchen. We had done a lot of painting and some drywall work. So it was a lot more intense than anything we had ever done before, and especially considering the time frame.
The time frame, yeah, that really made an impact.
Yeah,
doing the work, it was good because you had the Lowe's specialist there to kind of help you, guide you along the way. And so that was very helpful.
I saw a couple of times during the things that I've seen that you kind of snapped a little bit at her. And I guess that's one of your things you evidently do, so she was not shocked by it and took it in stride. But was there a lot of tension in the room during some of these periods?
Well, actually, there was the most tension in the first 2 weeks, which is what you just saw the second week. We actually sort of figured out our own way of working together throughout the rest of the show. However, you know, we've been married 11 years, so we know each other. In high-stress situations, Bill tends to yell.
That's true. And as stressed as we were, we never went to bed angry at each other.
Yeah, we just didn't go to bed.
He worked all night on a few nights.
Exactly.
That. Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting because the other two couples, one of them was like a long-distance couple. The other one was a newlywed. So you folks, I think, in terms of working together, probably had an advantage on that.
We probably did. That's because when we get mad at each other, we don't take it so personal. We know it's the work that we're doing, and it's not the person. So I think we were able to separate the two. And that's why, you know, we were able to do this for the 13 weeks.
Yeah. It's true, and we're still very happily married.
We are.
That's
we
a good thing.
We took a trip together, and we came back, and, you know, we're still sleeping in the same bed, so we're happy.
So I'm hearing rumors that you guys, since you were the blue team, are going to be joining the blue man group. Is that true?
And they haven't called yet.
Now, how did you guys end up on the show?
Gosh, we saw an ad in the paper for a casting call at Lowe's here in Houston.
Yes.
And I shot off an email to Bill, and he shot one right back to me, and he said, let's go for it, and we just didn't even look back.
Hmm. One of the things that you have that we have here in my house and in my office here is a lovely dog, and I thought that was kind of cool, and obviously Katie and Adam did too.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
we
interesting.
Love our dog.
Yeah.
As you know, in the excerpt, they call it Kitty Fernandez dog, so she is part of the family.
That's just kind of funny.
You're going to get to know Kitty much better. Yeah. Well, maybe you did in this episode.
Kitty's kind of cute, and of course, you know, I heard that you put cameras on her and stuff, sent her over to Katie and Adam's house.
We didn't. We didn't send her there. She got out.
It's really pretty funny, though.
She got out and she went there. Katie and Adam lived around the block from us, so I guess, I don't know if she knew them or if she was just roaming the neighborhood, but she showed up over there. Or maybe she followed the crews. I don't know.
That's true. She would get out a lot.
Yeah, well, maybe they were cooking something.
She had a great time.
Maybe they were cooking something interesting or something.
Maybe they were cooking, no, I doubt that.
But you never know. I love dogs anyway, and it's a very cute dog. Personality comes through a little bit. And it was very funny seeing when you guys were talking to the dog, asking the dog some information.
What did we ask her?
You were asking what happened in the house, what they were doing in the house.
Oh. Yeah.
Obviously, the dog did not tell you the answer to that question.
No, she didn't.
That's what you think.
Unless it's a Mr. Ed type of situation that I'm not aware of. You know, it's a great show. I love it. Mark Wahlberg is the host, the guy from Temptation Island, and Joey and Rebecca are the silver team, and Cindy and Bill, who we have right now on PMP Network, is the blue team. Katie and Adam are the red team, and it's brought to you by Lowe's. What was it like going into Lowe's? Did they treat you guys a little differently? Obviously, they knew that you were part of the TV show.
Actually, they really tried to kind of treat us the way they would treat any other customer, and they really are service-oriented. And, you know, the only thing that we tried to do, we learned after the first few days, is if we could get there at certain times when there wasn't high traffic, then it was better for us.
Now, did they actually help you folks in terms of projects? Was there times off camera where you asked the people how to do things?
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
We could ask the Lowe's specialist how to do anything. They could advise us verbally. They could tell us what products to buy. We could get that sort of assistance from Lowe's.
Yeah.
But they could not hands-on help us do.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for instance, you folks had to cut through a brick wall to install a window to brick. That's something that, had you done that before?
I had never done that before, and they have a rental department there, and so I went there to ask, you know, what do I need to do to cut through the bricks, and they gave me the saw and everything, and we went through how to work it, and really, it was pretty easy.
Hmm.
It the hard cut part right was through putting it back in.
If hard part was putting it back in.
Yeah, if you're
demo,
a handy guy, if you're a handy guy, it is. Yeah.
It's doing the work after the demolition.
Yeah. Well, see, if you're a handy guy, you can do these things. If I was on the show, it would look like Texas Chainsaw Massacre, you know.
The camera hides a lot. No, I'm just kidding. It looks great.
Now, when do we all find out, including yourselves, when the winner is? When is
everyone
that going to be? Is that December 19th?
December 19th. The most important dates are December 12th through the 14th, because that's when the viewers vote to determine which of us, which couple, wins the house they just redid.
Ah.
That's
so
right.
The 12th through the 14th, voting is open, and I guess there'll be more information on the show about how
to do
that.
I'm sure that we'll probably have someone.
I believe.
Yeah, we'll have someone on, I'm sure, that'll tell us all that.
Right.
But,
and then the last episode is December 19th, and that's the live show. They're actually going to come to our homes in Katy and announce the winner live, and that's December 19th.
Wow. Now, again, one team's going to win the deed to the home they've renovated, plus $50,000 from the Bank of America.
Which is great.
Yeah. That's not a bad start. I mean, it's not like you guys are newlyweds. That newlywed couple, I was thinking, wow, if they won a house and $50,000, boy, what a way to start a marriage, huh? But you guys have already had a head start. Now, do you have any children?
I have one child. He's 20. He's gone. He's out the house.
What does he think of this whole thing?
He thinks we're crazy.
But he's all excited about it. He came over some during the show. And the other thing is, in the last episode, we used some of, he's a sculptor, and we used some of his work.
Oh, really?
In one of our pieces, so I'm hoping maybe the camera caught a glimpse of his really cool sculptures.
What do you guys think of the team that scores all the things, the realtor, designer, and contractor? Do we have any Simon Cowells in the group?
Absolutely not. They were really, well, not that we saw. They actually did a review away from us, and I think they were maybe a little more candid during that review. But they were really professional, and they gave us good ideas, and they were honest, and I think they were pretty fair through the whole thing.
Well, it's a cool show, and folks, if you haven't checked it out yet, you have to do it. It's called House Rules. It's presented by Lowe's, and it's on TBS Friday nights at 8 o'clock. So tune it in, and you can meet Cindy and Bill. They're the folks that are dressed up in blue, working their butts off. Hey, good luck.
Thank you.
We'll have to vote for you on the sometime during that week.
Vote for the blue.
Vote for the blue, everybody. Okay. All right. Until we have the next team on.
No, still vote for blue.
You know, if they watch the show, they're going to want to vote for the blue. We just feel it.
Well, you guys, I think you guys will have a lot of empathy and people who have been married and stuff, and who see the interplay between both of you and the work you're doing. I think you might be right.
If you're married, vote for the blue.
But we'll all see you on December 19th, won't we?
And if you're thinking about getting married, vote for the blue.
And if you're in a long-term relationship, vote for blue.
It's nice to talk to both of you.
Nice to talk to you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.